where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom. And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I think I've heard this song, and I'm not sure where. I think it was Deja Vu.
What is this, Dave?
That is your a certain...
This is my
and
what?
Right hand.
My right hand, and
you swear to tell the truth.
What color are those buttons on the screen there?
Red.
Red right hand.
From the Scream franchise.
Well, of course, yeah, that's what I know it from most is the
Dumb
Scream
and Dumber
franchise.
And yeah.
Yeah, but this is actually
do the Dumber Dumber type of.
Remember, say we got a lot to do here in this.
Oh, we got a lot to
we
do.
We do
here.
Have a lot to do
focus,
in this.
Focus.
Yes, but this is actually
we have five more shows to five.
Five
movies.
More movies. Yes, but this song. Because this is today's Breakthrough Entertainment is our vampire show. It's our month-long celebration of Halloween. And Red Right Hand is also from Cirque du Freak, the Vampire's Assistant. Did you ever see that?
No.
Isn't that what
John
C.
Reilly? I don't watch vampire movies.
Well, yeah, I think he was in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. It was a kid's movie, of course. You know, a family film. Yeah, Cirque du Freak.
Yes, we love it.
Yeah, so, you know.
And we're here with Joseph J. Erdo. Do you want me to just say Joseph J.?
No, Erdo. I like Erdo.
You like the last name?
Yeah.
You don't want to change it?
Why not?
Okay. All right. Craig Isaac, Eric Reinert. Trisha.
Yay.
She said yay. I'm Dave Isaac. You introduce me.
And our host, the birthday boy, David S. Isaac.
Wow, that was good.
Happy birthday.
Are you doing Marilyn Monroe
Mr.
now?
Host.
Oh, my God. Greg, tell him to stop, please.
Actually, Greg thinks that one's kind of amusing.
I was going to say he kind of liked the hip action going on over here.
He looked like Mr. John Cusack a little bit.
Yeah, Mr. John Cusack. Oh.
Does anyone know where John is?
Well, and our very special guest.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Lou Rathberg, our vampire friend, is here.
And you can see him on our Facebook? Or
Can see him on our Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com, click the big F. Mr. Rathberg and Frankenstein have something else in common as well, not just big fans of the holiday Halloween, but
is
their other
the
favorite holiday also begins with an H called Hanukkah. So Rathberg and Stein.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, two of the favorite monsters.
Holiday very exciting, events. Yes. All right, well, we got a lot more to cover, but I also want to remind you, while you're on our Facebook, make sure that you check out all of our contests. We've got a advanced screening, VIP tickets to an advanced screening of St. Vincent's, starring Melissa McCarthy and Bill Murray and Naomi Watts. Yeah. And, of course, our ongoing quest to find you a soulmate, ChristianMingle.com. We've got two $150 value one-year memberships to give away. So, again, go to BreakRadioShow.com, click on the big F. To our Facebook. Yeah. And remember, our word of the week is
pretzel something.
Eater.
Pretzel eater. Pretzel eater. You're the one that made it up and you can't remember.
Yeah, I forget. Wow. I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you get pretzel in there, I think you'll be good.
Yeah, just as long
but
as you get
you know,
some pretzel.
I was outside of the studio during that interview, but I was very impressed by that, and I'm looking forward to seeing that Christian mingle. I think it looks like it's going to be very interesting. And as a Christian myself, I actually met Dave.
Yes.
On eHarmony.
Nice.
But they said he was outside my parameters because he was Jewish and not Christian.
And I had an IQ of over 180.
But we still ended up being the perfect match. So see, you just never know. But
I really
like the premise of Christian Mingle, and I love the fact that like Corbin said, he goes, you know, above all, this is a comedy. You're gonna go, you're gonna enjoy, and if you come away with a little something, that's good.
Yes. You can
I'm excited about it.
And if you go, you know, on Tinder, you can come away with a little something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a different type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where else you can get a little something?
Adult friend finder.
No.
No. That's no. You can get a little.
That's not a little something.
AshleyMadison.com or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, yeah. No. That actually, that's.
No,
that's
the cheating site.
That's
a
cheater site. Oh. That's the one where people get.
I was actually thinking you can get a little something on your honeymoon.
Yes.
Get that. Segue. Honeymoon, it's a new movie that
you
just opened.
You better get a little something on
your
honeymoon.
Yeah, well, I hope so. If you're not, then I think that you married the wrong person. In this, it's actually a horror movie. Honeymoon is a horror movie.
Well, that starts a funeral sometimes in select marriages.
Yeah.
My last marriage was a horror film.
Oh. When there's a
Eric were writing stories, and we'll put it to the Lifetime.
We can put our two stories together and make it one.
But that'd be a nuclear reaction.
But how was the honeymoon?
So. That sucked, too.
Oh, was there a lot of blood involved?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a lot of blood involved in this film at their
sucking
honeymoon.
Blood. Not that. Come on now.
What?
Vampires sucking blood.
I don't get it.
Harry Treadway plays a man who, shortly after arriving in remote lake country for his honeymoon, finds his new wife, played by Rose Leslie, who's very attractive, by the way, wandering and disoriented in the middle of the night. Mm. As she becomes more distant and her behavior increasingly peculiar, he begins to suspect something even more sinister than sleepwalking took place in the woods. Dave, what'd you think of the trailer for Honeymoon?
What it looked like to me was just another routine scary movie, and didn't look good at all.
And you know, you're so good at judging these trailers, aren't you?
I missed it this week.
You missed it big time.
I just said it opposite so you would say I missed it, knowing that this could be a great thumbs up.
You know, it is a thumbs up, and it's the kind of movie that is best if experienced with as little knowledge about its plot as possible. That's how I experienced the movie. I came in clueless, and it amplified the efficacy of the two-tiered tale. Okay.
What's efficacy mean?
Efficacy.
That means how good it accomplished its goal.
Efficient.
Exactly. Yes. Efficient. It was very efficient in accomplishing its goal. It's a two-tiered tale. You know, it carefully balances between the stuff of real-life newlywed nightmares. You know, did you marry the right person? Is this person the person that you thought they were? And, you know, and also spine-chilling science fiction. Yeah. And, you know, so you got both nightmares in this movie. Its mystery is sincerely suspenseful, but its final few scenes are the icing on this creepy cake. You will find yourself simultaneously nauseated and glued to the screen. Near the ending of this movie is one of the most nauseating scenes you will ever see.
Something happened to me in the woods. Right?
Yes. Something happened to her in the woods, and then she decides to go ahead and try to solve the problem herself.
And it wasn't James Woods, was it?
No, I've got to tell you, if you've ever watched a woman in childbirth, you will. You know how disgusting that is.
No, it's not as beautiful.
What are you saying, Joseph?
Beautiful.
I don't know, because I've never seen it. I only see what they say in movies.
Okay.
But
I saw me coming out.
My point is there's a lot of fluids and whatnot involved, right?
How did you see you coming out?
I was very smart at that age.
At the end, a big glob of blood.
I go, where am I? Where am I?
They're a big glob of blood and usually a baby. But
it's not so much blood.
Let me try.
I was going to say that's the placenta, but
yeah,
that's okay.
it's not blood.
Yeah, placenta.
But it kind of looks like
right
raw
outside
it kind of looks like raw
LA
liver.
LA County.
It took a long time for my son to come out because he was blessed down below.
Wow. Okay. 602-252-1480. His name is Greg Isaac. All right.
No, he's talking about you.
What?
Yeah,
he was. No, I wasn't.
I was talking about my son.
He was talking about his son.
Yeah, hell
no. He's talking about you.
But I thought you were telling
after
Joseph.
His father.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
must take after someone.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, God.
I can see it now. The
no
doctor
more
said.
Jokes from Greg
what?
Anymore.
This isn't a baby.
All right. So, anyway. Honeymoon. My point is, at the end of the movie,
good.
It's really the whole
disgusting.
Movie is really good, but the end of the movie is disgusting,
disgusting,
but in a really, really good way.
That's
if you love guts and gore, you're gonna love this movie.
Who loves guts and gore?
I do.
Oh,
it's Halloween. Come on.
It
does an excellent job of escalating uneasiness to eventual enduring disturbance. I was disturbed watching this movie, and you will be too.
You're a great writer.
Thank you. Well, I know
film
you've been
commentator.
I know you've been chomping at the bit
all
day to talk about Kill the Messenger.
Yes.
In this, Jeremy Renner portrays a reporter who becomes the target of a vicious smear campaign that...
Schmear.
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 Yeah, like, big schmear.
Like a pap schmear?
No, that's a smear.
That's from...
Oh.
That's from...
A schmear is what you put on your bagel.
I don't do that.
Completely different. I love cream cheese schmear.
You put schmear on?
I put schmear on my bagel.
I put cream cheese.
I do too. It's a schmear.
I would never
I'm
put
sharing
it
sharing your bagel again.
I'm going to go to Einstein's and say, can I get
bagel
a...
Bagel with schmear. That's what it's called in Einstein.
Yeah, at Einstein's.
It's not called a schmear.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's a bagel with schmear.
Can I get an onion bagel with a pep schmear on it?
Oh, not a
How do you spell spell it.
That's a smear. That's S-M-E.
No, schmear.
Wow.
No.
Depends if you have lips.
And there just went the entire day. All right. Again, Jeremy Renner portrays a reporter who becomes the target of a vicious smear. I can't even talk. Smear campaign that drives him to the point of suicide after he exposes the CIA's role in arming Contra rebels in Nicaragua and importing cocaine into California. So
based on a true story.
I remember Contra. Yeah. Of course, the journalist's name is Gary Webb. So, Dave, were you excited before going in to see this movie?
I was.
Yeah, you were looking forward to it. Okay.
Yeah, I just had a schmear bagel, and I was very excited. No, it intrigued me, and it continued. The movie, I thought, was fantastic, actually. Definitely a thumbs up. What was interesting is, I guess it's not surprising, the corruption that goes on, and it's just not surprising. It continues even back then. All these very, very sad things. What I didn't realize is how it affected the black community, L.A. and other areas. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it at the time when they had Senate hearings on Iran-Contra, where evidently, right, the drugs brought in and allowed to be brought in by the CIA to sell to what did they say, the Crips and the Bloods in downtown L.A. to distribute and sell to, you know, primarily at that point, you know, black families kids.
That's where most of the distribution was taking place, by the Crips and the Bloods.
That I didn't realize. And they had actual film clips. I think Maxine Waters and other politicians and activists that you definitely recognize. Mm-hmm. Ollie North, I guess, was involved. They used his name. And it's just amazing to me that this wasn't bigger than it was because of selling crack cocaine to American kids. Are you kidding me? And using the profits to the freedom fighters, right? Where was it? Nicaragua. To get them arms and to win the war there. At the cost of getting people addicted and dying. That is ridiculous.
And it was eventually exposed, but you read at the end of the movie why it wasn't made a bigger deal.
I did, but that, I think it's bogus.
I don't think it's bogus. I think that's just what the media is. I mean, not us. We have Breakthrough Entertainment, KPHX.
They said it was distracted because of Clinton Lewinsky. Well, the distraction of Clinton Lewinsky was because of the Republicans making a big deal out of it. Right, Eric?
Yes, wow, like they always do.
No, they do. And then no one covered what was way more important than a cigar.
Lives.
I can't believe this.
There was a stain on the dress as well.
But the Iran-Contra thing happened during Reagan's second term.
Yeah, I know, but it was exposed during Clinton-Lewinsky. Right. But how could that take precedent over such an enormous impact on the black community, on other kids, and the the illegality of this whole arrangement, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and I think before the Iran-Contra issue was all brought up, I think even then we had no idea the depths of corruption. And many of the people, like all... Greg is taking matters into his own hand now.
Oh, wow. Okay, people can't see us, just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. That sounded wrong.
Trisha, don't schmear them, okay? Don't schmear the party.
I've already been schmeared enough.
The new word is not pretzel eater. No,
it's schmear.
Either one of those should
pretzel schmear.
But Eric, this movie because it's very disturbing.
But I'm just saying that we didn't have any idea the depths that people would go. And granted, most of the people that were doing it thought it was for a greater good in their own warped mind.
But
they were trying to rescue hostages originally,
exactly.
Right?
Well, originally, I think that's where it came, yes, was to get
ends justify the means.
Right, and they did say that in the movie, but I mean...
I don't think they saw the big picture, and a lot of times people will say, well, it was those people's choice to buy the drugs from the drug dealers, and the drug dealers were going to get the drugs one way or another anyway, so did we... You know, I mean, it's
a tough one.
It's
Can
a
we
fine
say
line.
What happened to Gary Webb? It's not a spoiler, I don't think. It's the fact.
No, don't...
Really?
Yeah, I would hide it. I knew, and it kind of ruined the end of the movie for me.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Just don't in terms kill of, the messenger.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of said something as well because it's in the official synopsis, and yeah, it's true life. But I, you know, we just want to, in terms of, for suspense and whatnot.
But there were some great scenes. I thought the greatest scene was the father and the son scene. You know, talking about sort of indiscretions from the father. Great scene, and great. Who's the main guy? I thought he did a great job.
Jeremy Renner.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's of course Hurt Locker. We know him as Hawkeye now in the Avengers.
Very, very good actor. So, I don't know. I thought it was about truth, values, corruption, power, greed. Fascinating movie, and highly recommend this movie because, well, people should get involved and know what's going on.
Well, and here's the thing. The beginning of the movie, I was lost. The first, like, half of this movie, because I'm not all into politics. I mean, politics are basically, to me, like sports. And I don't know, and, you know, I'm sorry. I'm so... Yeah. Consumed by the entertainment stuff, and maybe that's not ideal, but I don't know all the political stuff. And so if you're not politically attuned enough to understand the first half of the movie, or like me, I was at least patient enough to sit through an awful lot of complicated setup, the drama does eventually wrap its tight grip around you and elicits extreme anger before breaking your heart. And that's all I want to say about, you know, that that, you know, mix of emotions there. But it is, as you said, based on the true story, San Jose Mercury News investigative reporter Gary Webb. This is a lion-hearted effort that he does to expose corruption in the highest echelons of the United States government, and showcases a compelling performance from Jeremy Renner, provokes profound thought about the essentiality of relentless watchdog journalism. And, yeah, this is a very important movie, and it is very suspenseful eventually. I would just say that...
Wow, and from San Jose, that's Northern California.
Yeah.
And that's what he was a small-time, you know, small newspaper guy.
Yeah, that is a small paper.
Yeah, and so, and then all the other newspapers basically blasted him, and it is a very good movie, though. Thumbs up.
I agree. Wow. And Oliver Platt, always good in this movie. Let's see. The girl, the editor, was pretty good. I don't know who she is.
You don't know the editor? She's our friend, you know, the one I want to date. Greg.
What's the name of the movie?
I want to date everyone, including Mary Elizabeth
Mary
Weinstead.
Elizabeth Weinstead, yes. Mm-hmm. Kill the Messenger is the name of the movie. She used to play Jessica on Passions.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. One
you
day.
You watch Passions?
Yes, yeah. Oh. Yes. I had a huge crush on Jessica.
He has a duck, Trish.
All right.
This is true.
Right. Well, anyway, Kill the Messenger, thumbs up. Let's talk about a few others, including You're
Flip
Not
the
You.
Duck. Oh, you're not.
You're not me.
You are.
I am.
You know,
me.
Every single. I've watched a couple of critics review this movie, and that's exactly the response every single time. And I was like, "Is this going to happen?" And it happened. You're not you. You are.
I am me. Right.
Well, this is another kind of important movie issue movie
but
since
I'm
we're
not
on the topic.
You.
You're not me.
No, not you.
But you're you.
But
how about, you know, Hillary Swank?
It had to be you.
Hillary Swank.
Wonderful focus,
you.
Focus.
Yes,
I'm
focus.
Sorry. I didn't.
Three more movies.
I didn't focus.
Hillary Swank plays a classical pianist who is diagnosed with ALS, while Emmy Rossum plays a brash college student who becomes her caregiver. So basically, Hillary Swank plays a woman who, you know, she's a classical pianist, then she's succumbed by this, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease. It overcomes her body. Dave, what'd you think of the trailer?
Wow. I thought this looks like a touching film of substance. Great cast. Let's see. Hillary Swank. Who's the guy in the two?
Josh Duhamel, who's been on the show before.
Fantastic. This looks like a really good movie.
It is. It definitely is. And you know, it's excruciatingly painful to watch this movie. But that's a testament to Hillary Swank's talent.
I was going
to
say.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's. And, you know, it is very difficult to watch this movie. She believably portrays a woman whose body is slowly swallowed up by Lou Gehrig's disease. And if you don't know much about that disease, basically you are you in your head, but your body, it just, you lose, I mean, all of your muscles. You have no function over your body. You can't eat, you can't walk, you can't move your neck. And it just slowly over time just takes you.
Eventually you can't breathe.
Right, exactly. You can't breathe.
I mean, it just, your body betrays you one fiber at a time.
Right. But
hey, that's what the Ice Bucket Challenge was
yes,
for, ALS
yes, it was.
Funding.
It's so this is a very
horrible,
topical
horrible
movie.
Disease.
It is. And so, you know, the actress is heartbreakingly captivating. She exhibits with absolute authenticity the devastating effects of this disease. And, you know, this is more than just a showcase for Swank, though. You know, again, she's great. She deserves an award for this movie. But the tale itself is tremendously touching. It resonates emotionally beyond just ALS. I mean, if you know someone with ALS, then yes, this movie will certainly touch you. But I thought that, you know, it goes straight through to anyone who has ever mourned the skills or experiences of which they have been robbed. I mean, I think there's millions of things out there where, you know, that can plague us, that we might never be able to do certain skills of ours ever again, or we might not be able to have, you know, experiences that we want to have had, and we just, you know, the world tells us, no, you can't have them. And yes, there are some movies out there that says, yes, go out there and fight for, you know, your ability, but there are certain things in life, no, you can't do those things, and let's just mourn that. Let's just pay, you know, tribute to that, and you know, be sad about it, and that's what this movie is. It's a very, very sad movie, but it is also a very touching movie in terms of Emmy Rossum's character's relationship, because Emmy Rossum, she's just as damaged as Hilary Swank. She's just this aimless, you know, young woman, and then she's got to take care, you know, she doesn't have to, but she chooses to take care of Hilary Swank's character, and you know, that's a huge commitment on her part, and she really steps up to the plate. So big thumbs up for You're Not You.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
that's one I definitely want to see.
Oh, and Ernie Hudson's in that as well. Winston Predmore.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about that probably in about a half an hour or so.
Yeah.
But let's actually take a break. We've got a guest hopefully coming up shortly. This song, of course, is from one of my favorite vampire movies. It's Transylvania. Have you ever seen or heard of Transylvania?
I haven't.
I think I have. It was an animated film.
No. Have you ever seen Dorm Days? National Lampoon's Dorm Days?
Animated film. That one, too.
This is Dorm Days 3. No, it's very raunchy.
Oh.
I've spoken with the filmmakers. I've got, I think my name is on the DVD or something like that as promoting the film.
Really?
It's a lot of fun. It's really funny. And this is... the song, of course, is called I Lost My Notes. So what's the name of the song, Eric?
One Way Ticket to Hell?
Yeah, One Way Ticket to Hell.
Oh, yes.
The words
right
there.
Yes.
Way Ticket to Hell and Back.
And that is Joseph J. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480
AM. One Way Ticket to Hell and Back.
KPHX.
Yeah.
Competing for airtime right now. We'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burt Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826, 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burt Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5000. 5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again, I should say.
Wake up!
I was going to say, wake up, Dave.
Wake up, Arizona!
Yeah, that would be Robin Williams, sort of. Not really. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Trisha. And I've heard this song many times, Joseph J.
Yes, of course. This is Go All the Way by
yes,
the Killers.
That's where I've heard it.
From, you know, the movie that's in my shirt today, Dark Shadows.
What, he went
Collins.
All the way?
Well, he kind of did, yeah.
Well, how did he do
it? With the vampire-ess.
Oh.
And we have a vampire-ess on today's show.
We were right.
You were right. You said that earlier.
That. I did?
Well, kind of, yeah. We have on actress Adina Porter, among her many roles, she was on True Blood, of course, one of the most popular vampire franchises out there. Thank you so much for joining us, Adina.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Adina? Is that?
Adina, yes.
Adina, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you for
correcting
me.
It's all good. It's all good.
All right. Well,
I have to keep him in line sometimes.
Well, I inserted an R in someone's name last week, and it did not go over well after the fact.
No, so he sounded
angry. Yeah, it was my name,
Dave. You know, you're actually correct. My mother calls me Adina. My father calls me Adina, so it's all good.
Well, the woman is always right.
We know right, exactly. Yeah. Especially in our household.
We're training him well.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, so, you know, tell us a little bit about True Blood. You know, remind us who you played on True Blood.
I got to play Letty Mae Thornton. I was Tara's mother. Tara was Sookie's best friend.
Wow.
And, yes, I'm the black woman who named my daughter Tara.
Okay.
And so, yeah, Letty Mae Thornton, she was very much a... Holy Roller, very much believed that vampires were wrong and God was right, and she loved to drink.
Okay, all right. But she never got to drink any blood, though, did she?
Oh, yes, she did.
She did, okay.
Season 7, yeah, the last season. It was her way to connect with her daughter again, was by drinking blood and then seeing visions of Tara.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And thought that I was substituting vampire blood for alcohol addiction, mm-hmm. but I guess you got to make up your own mind about that.
right. Okay. Well, you know, so what is it like to be on a set with all these vampires? Because they've got some great production values on True Blood. You know, so
yes.
is it kind of a scary experience at all? Or, you know, is everyone just walking around like it doesn't even matter?
You know what? No. We the special effects are amazing, and I guess I'm a wimp. So even though I know it's fake and it's right in front of me, I still was wincing.
Oh, wow.
So, and I think other people are too, because you kind of get into it as well, you know, so that you want to be able to react for real. And the special effects people made it so incredibly believable. So, yeah, no, we were wincing. And then also you got to be careful, you know. Accidents can happen,
right.
You know. People can get cut, even though it's a fake knife and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, we always have we're incredibly careful.
Well, yeah, and you never know what's out there. I mean, I don't hang out with vampires, but I did get bit by my friend Christine at the last bar crawl, so you never know.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's so exciting.
I hope it was enjoyable.
I was going to say.
I don't know. He's smiling.
Getting bit by a vampire can be incredibly enjoyable, especially if it's like a vampire like, you know, Eric or Bill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not me, Greg. Not me.
Well, I think it was enjoyable for Joseph J. here because he's smiling and lighting up a cigarette. Okay.
He's actually
there. You go.
He's actually blushing.
He is blushing. Adina, I have a question. On the set, okay. You know, when you get into costume, the cast members get on the costume, and the whole set is, you know, all about vampires. Does it? Do you feel the energy change? I mean. How would you describe that, being on the set of a TV series about vampires versus like the newsroom or something?
Right. Yeah. I definitely think the energy changes because we are all agreeing to go there together, to pretend together. And if someone is like not, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, you kind of feel embarrassed maybe about what you have to say. You might even feel embarrassed about, you know, being on True Blood many times naked. So it's like, let's all go for it. Yeah. And it makes it easier for the actor if we all just pretend. Yeah. And that's the great thing about, like, when you go to see a play, you all know that that's just a stage. Those are just lights. But the entire audience agrees to all believe that, yep, that's Peter Pan is flying. You know what I mean?
But does anyone ever get carried away and they take their character a little bit too far, even off stage? Have you ever seen that?
Have I ever seen that?
I'm scared.
I can't really remember that.
It sounded like you remembered it.
I think, you know, look, if I'm sure there's a couple of, you know, guest stars that wouldn't mind, you know, rehearsing the scene a little bit more with Eric afterwards. But, you know, for the most part, no. Once they say cut, then it's time to come back to the real world.
Oh, darn. Okay.
that's what I've seen anyway.
Now, it seems like when True Blood first started, it was almost like an aside thought. Like it wasn't going to be huge, but it turned into kind of a cult classic. What do you think led to that?
Wow, that's a good question. My first thought, I guess, is the writing. You know, really great storylines. So that, yeah, it was definitely about gorgeous people and getting bit and all the other kind of stuff. But there was also a through line of family and people feeling like outsiders and trying to be accepted, which I think we all as humans can relate to. So I think maybe that's why it took off. Oh. That and we were very, very proud of, you know, making couples feel good on Sunday night, so we were proud of that too.
yes. Okay. Well, and of course, Dave mentioned earlier. You know, True Blood is not your only popular credit. You also star in The Newsroom, which is coming back in November, right?
Yes. I get to take Kendra on The Newsroom. I was filming them both at the same time.
Wow.
So Letty Mae was drinking and uneducated, and Kendra is incredibly educated and together. So it was fun to be able to play two different kinds of people.
That's truly one of my favorite series, for sure, on HBO is Newsroom. Excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. And is this the last season, though, of Newsroom?
This is it.
What a shame. Do you know why it's not going to continue or what? Do you know?
I think that, you know, Mr. Sorkin's a busy guy, and he's writing movies, too. And so, and he wrote every single script. I mean, he might have other people coming in, but, you know, and he doesn't just, like, write it on the fly. I think he, like, leaves a little piece of himself on every script that he writes. And so, you know, coming up with them But, you know, we all can hope and pray that, you know, right now he's coming up with a magnificent idea, and he's just like, you know what? Four or, you know, the mini series, and we only do a couple. So I can always, you know, cross my fingers and hope.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, forgive the vampire pun. We've done this like 800 times today, but this sucks. I mean, your True Blood is gone, and Newsroom is going to be gone. What are you going to do? Oh, wait a minute. This just in. You were just cast on the new season of The 100. Isn't that right?
Yes, 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 yes. I get to play Indra, and I get to play a regal and experienced grounder warrior. Yes, so I get to do that, and it premieres October 22nd.
Oh.
And CW at 9 p.m.
Excellent. That's coming right up, yeah. And we've had on other stars from The 100, and, you know, so great cast on that show.
Oh. Great people. Great people. I'm so happy and proud to be involved.
It's hard to keep a good woman down. It sounds like you've got your irons in many different fires, and what an incredible actress you are, and we're excited that you joined us here on Breakthrough Theme.
Thank
you so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
My husband was born in Phoenix, so we've got love for Phoenix. Oh. Thank you so very, very much.
Well, next time he comes back to visit family, why don't you give us a shout-out, and we'd love to have you in studio.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adina Porter.
Yeah, Adina
Delightful.
Porter. True Blood, The Newsroom, The 100, so I'm sure we'll have her
on
again.
I do have one comment, though.
What?
And, Eric, I want you to chime in on this one.
Okay.
Someone in the studio said it's hard to keep a good woman down. Is that true, Eric?
Yes, your wife said that.
I know, but...
What about a bad woman?
Well, but a good woman down?
Oh,
Oh, wow.
All right. Otherwise, it'd be a bad woman. Okay. So, back to you, Joseph J.
Yeah? Is it really?
You don't get my jokes.
I do, but that... Doesn't necessarily.
It was
it could
funny.
Just be naughty, not bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course, we're having a great time celebrating.
You're tongue-tied.
We're having a great time.
Yes,
I'm
we
tongue-tied
are.
Because I'm excited about what I'm going to say next.
What are you going to say next?
You know, we're having a great time celebrating the release of Dracula Untold with Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Hullabaloo Part 2. Of course, the vampire show today. And, so we're celebrating Halloween all month long. You mentioned it earlier, Dave.
I did?
Yes.
What?
Because you love this.
Lou Rathbun?
14-year-old girls love this.
Twilight.
How could you do a vampire show without hearing a song from Twilight?
Oh, I hope it's my favorite.
It's the one that ended the whole series, the whole
Here
franchise.
Here we go. I'm going to rock out on this.
Twilight, 1,000 years.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hold on. I'm working on it.
Oh.
We're working
Here,
on
let's
it.
Try it again. From Twilight. A thousand years.
I'm still working on it.
Still
All right, okay. Well,
let's do it one more time.
Good work, Eric.
He's over there on the board.
Remember, I'll slip you that other 20 if you don't play.
It's like sometimes when I open up a browser, it keeps the player from playing.
Oh, it's now weird. It's too early. From Twilight. Oh, okay, good. From Twilight, 1,000 years. There we go.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, you know, there's live.
Okay, I do. I like all the music in Twilight, actually. Oh, and you sing it so nicely. Look, he sings it beautifully. Wow, and that's Twilight. Yeah. Are they going to make another one?
They're making some shorts, actually.
What's a short?
What I have on.
Oh.
Oh. No, well, they're actually...
Summer attire.
Yeah, summer attire.
Well,
they're actually making... they're asking film fans shorts. To make film shorts that are going to be judged by...
Twilight.
By Twilight? No, by whatever her name is that
Jeremy
lives here
Miller.
That wrote Twilight.
Miller.
No, the writer.
The writer of Twilight.
Yeah, isn't it? Who is it? Oh, Stephanie.
Stephanie Meyer.
Okay, Miller, Meyer. What's the difference? A couple letters. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment.
I love this song.
1480. Oh, yeah, this is a good part. Oh, that is a good one. And he's waving, or he's flying.
He's flying. He's like a fairy.
Did you ever take ballet or what? It did look like a ballet move, didn't it?
You know, I never realized that this song was from Twilight.
Really?
But I do
like
it.
Because 1,000 years, because vampires are immortal. They live 1,000 years, and they marvel.
If they're immortal, they live longer.
They are immortal.
But why does she have to die every day to wait for him?
It was beautiful, forever and a day. And
ooh, there's the male voice.
There's a male voice. Okay.
I will be brave.
Who's singing that part?
The other guy.
Okay. Anyway, enough of this already. All right, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
In front.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead. Bars. Meat market. Gas. High prices. Politicians. Liars. Auto mechanics. Rip off.
Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is Lou Rothberg. This is Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Trisha. I like this song. I don't know what it is.
I hope you do a lot of thinking. In Your Grave is the title of the song.
Nice.
In Your Grave. It is from the Vampire Academy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Vampire Academy. It wasn't a very good movie. I didn't care for it.
Sorry.
But got some great music in it, though.
Good
That's
music.
For sure. Yep.
That is very good
music. I like
this.
It sounds like a little scary song there.
It sounds upbeat.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
That's James Bullitt.
Who?
James Bullitt.
Bullitt?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother
Sounds
Sandra?
Like a woman.
It does, but I don't know. That's it says James Bullitt.
I would.
Her name might be James.
Is there
I know.
You know what they say?
It's spelled with a Y.
That little Bieber guy.
I know a girl named Michael.
No, Michelle.
No, Michael.
No,
the
Michelle.
Canadian.
No.
It
Michelle.
Is a girl.
Michael.
Michelle.
Yeah. All right. James.
It's a hot blonde.
Yeah, hot blonde Michelle.
And her name is James.
J-A-Y-N-E-S.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember, of course, Ben Stiller's right-hand man in Dodgeball was Michelle. And
yeah,
so,
that's true. Yeah.
How about Pat? Girl
yeah,
or boy?
We don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Girl
sure.
or boy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Joseph, what are we talking about now?
Well, you know
I
what?
Know we got two more movies.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot going on this last segment.
Only
of
one
Break
more movie.
No,
two more movies.
Okay.
Focus.
I only have one.
Okay, well, you know what?
People trust you doing their taxes?
Oh, great.
You know, when, yeah, true. You know what? Last night when
I
was
out of a job.
Last night when I was in Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare that we're going to be talking about all on next week's show, mm-hmm. I felt like getting on my phone, my antiquated phone, and typing hashtag stuck. Because I was scared. I don't know, segues, these aren't going that
did
well
Did you say
today.
You actually pushed one of the walls down?
I did. I pushed one of the walls down.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to get out.
It was
you ran through the wall?
Yes. I was just feeling all over the place, and then I said, I've had enough of this, and I just pushed one of the walls down, and then this little person, that's the correct term now?
Yeah, sure.
Little person came rolling up in a wheelchair and an axe and said, get back in there, get back in there.
And then were they able to put the wall up while they were...
Well, it was a lot of fun, though. It was a great time.
Right, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about hashtag stuck. I was trying to do the... Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about hashtag stuck. We had on the writer-director last week, Stuart Asher, right?
Yeah, Stuart.
Stuart Asher. He was a great guest, and in hashtag stuck, Joel David Moore and Madeline Zima play two people who get stuck in a dead-stop traffic jam the morning after a hot one-night stand. As they begrudgingly get to know each other, we learn of their sexually raucous evening and are then... led to the surprise, their surprising destiny. So, we asked the question last week, but if you've ever found yourself stuck in a vehicle with someone who you thought you were only going to have a one-night stand, give us a call. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. Never happened to me.
It happens to me every week.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm just wondering if raucous is raw and luscious combined or if it's raucous.
Okay, thank you. You know what? I don't know.
I like raucous.
I write. I don't talk. All right.
I like raucous.
The raucous schmear. But anyway.
So you're going to ask, did I see the trailer?
Yes, did you see the trailer? Why?
I started to watch the movie.
Oh. What'd you think of the movie?
I was getting bored.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Eric, did you?
I didn't finish.
You didn't watch this one, right?
No, I saw the trailer and fell asleep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
How about
well,
you? Wait, Trisha saw the trailer.
I did see the trailer.
Did you like the trailer?
I thought it was an interesting concept.
Okay. Well,
the trailer was way better than the movie.
You're
I didn't see
because
the
it was
movie.
Only 30 seconds long.
Yeah. And well, I still got bored.
I wish that you would actually watch the movie so we could have actually had a little debate here. Because if you don't watch the movie, you can't combat my thumbs up.
He is quite correct,
Ooh.
Eric.
You know, here's what it does. It tells two parts of the story simultaneously. One in reverse and
I'm falling asleep listening to this.
Thank you. One in reverse and the other at a dead stop. You know, this extracts meaningful resonance in modern romance. And, you know, granted, one-night stands really aren't exactly the most romantic things, but realistic human connection certainly is, and that is what this movie cultivates. Humorously and insightfully, this is the debut feature for Stuart Asher, and we're initially introduced to Joel David Moore and Madeline Zima's characters, and they are about as annoying to us as they are to each other, which is why you might have had that issue in the beginning of the movie, but you got to stick with it to find out that...
Because it's called Stuck, so you have to stick.
Well, yes.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you, yeah.
You know, by both backing up and standing still, they become endearing and identifiable.
You're spoiling it now. Was that a spoiler alert?
No, it was not a spoiler alert.
No,
okay.
It's a romantic comedy. Would you... think. Now Greg's taking things into his own hands there. What's that schmear? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about.
Yes.
So again, thumbs up for hashtag stuck.
Excellent.
I wish you would have stuck it out.
Okay, we'll watch it together.
Okay.
Yes.
Or you can watch Christian Mingle.
Oh, we're going to see that too.
Lacey Chabert plays a young
woman. I thought we talked about that already.
Did we review it?
No, but we talked to death about it.
Yeah, you had Carmen Brinson on, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
Lacey Chabert.
And Lacey Chabert. So we still got to review
special
it.
Special thanks to them coming on.
Yeah, okay. And of course, we've got our contest. Go to breakradioshow.com.
Oh, yeah.
Word of the week is not schmear. It is
pretzel.
Oh, I mean, we talked to reincarnation about it.
Right, okay. Well, Lacey Chabert plays a young woman who, in a moment of inspired desperation, fills out a profile on christianmingle.com, hoping to find Mr. Right. John Cusack. However, her attempts at impressing her dream guy end in disaster when he calls her out on her faux faith. In an honest realization, she sees her superficial life for what it really is and is driven to create a personal relationship with God. Dave, you didn't tell me what you thought of the trailer.
Actually, I thought it was cute. And I use the word cute. I thought it would look pretty funny. This is a movie I'd like to see. See, and it's what's happening with singles these days. I think it's an accurate reflection of people going online. I think the general mm-hmm. population does that, and it's a funny tale.
Well, did you peek at my review?
No, I did not, but I liked it a lot.
Because my review, you know, Christian Mingle is a cute romantic comedy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it plays exceptionally well to Christian audiences while acutely crossing over into mainstream as well. You know, again, writer-director Corbin Burnson, it may be a little bit heavy-handed with its faith-based themes, but at its heart, this movie motivates moviegoers to first acknowledge and then remain true to our values. Having said that, the flick features a frustrating ending. The ending in this movie really frustrated me, and it somewhat undermines its otherwise empowering messages. But you know what, Dave? The journey is enjoyable thanks to a charismatic performance from star Lacey Chabert. You know, Greg and I will both agree she is very cute. She's also very married, so it's completely out of the question.
She talked about that.
She just got married. Yep. She's a newlywed.
Yes, so a little bit too late there. And Burnson's clever concept puts a meaningful spin on a usually frivolous formula. Usually all these romantic comedies are just kind of like, you know, just cute. But this is more than just cute. It's cute and meaningful. So, yeah,
excellent.
Check it out. Christian Mingle, thumbs up. It is very good.
Is it out at a theater drive-in near you?
Yes, it's playing at select theaters here in Phoenix.
Oh, excellent. I'd like to see that.
Yeah,
who wants to see it?
Yeah, me.
Okay, call me, let me know how it is. No, I'll go with you.
Yes, we will.
Like we saw Fonterra.
And then we can kind of compare our eHarmony journey to Christian Mingle.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, fun times. Woohoo.
Well, and you know, I'm sure that Greg has you want to share
sure.
something?
Yeah, no,
Greg's here with the latest news from the entertainment world.
That's not even the latest news. It's been out a few days now. We talked about it last week a little bit, but now it's official. Paul Feig will direct Ghostbusters 3, but there's going to be a huge change. Yes, Bill Murray is excited. I don't know if he'll be in it, but that's interesting because he's been very grumpy about the idea. It's going to be a female cast. The females will take over. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about who we want to take over. The leads look like it could be Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy. Perhaps Emma Stone could be involved with this. I don't know if they're going to base the female characters off the male characters. So if you want to have a guy like a Peter Venkman, you know, you can have Kristen Wiig perhaps play that type of role and, you know, et cetera. Melissa McCarthy maybe would be the stage puff marshmallow woman. No, but so this is exciting. Everyone's excited about it. It's definitely taking a different take. And, of course, Paul Feig, we know very well from Bridesmaids. Yeah, great director, great writer. He's joined by the writer of The Heat as well. That was with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. And maybe Sandra Bullock maybe gets in there somehow. So different spin on it, sort of like a reboot. But finally, we're going to see the Ghostbusters back.
Woo-hoo!
Exciting.
Who are you going to call?
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters.
Kristen Wiig.
Who's going to play Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
How about Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Well, and Rick Moranis is Rick Moranis.
He meant the female version.
Yeah. Yes.
And as Greg said,
you said, it could be Rick Moranis.
Oh, no. That's
I'm
funny.
Joking.
Oh,
I'm
that
joking.
Was funny, though.
As Greg said, the females are going to take over, and I wouldn't mind a female taking over me.
What?
602-252-1480. Hey, get this one. Get this one. We just
look at Lou Rothberger. Look what he's doing.
What did he
he's
do?
Falling
face
over.
Face plant.
He fell over.
Lou
Bela Lugosi is
oh,
dead.
Lou.
Yes, Bela Lugosi is
you
dead.
You wouldn't mind having a female.
Oh, that was disgusting.
That was so disgusting.
Was
I dumped it just on the on yeah, a basis of that.
Yeah, yeah that was going poor, south and yeast.
A little vampire from Rothberg.
No one got that.
That's horrible.
Can't dump twice, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah.
Well, anyway, we've had a great
this is
show.
My chance.
Bad. That was bad. That was
I'm going to have to just cut your mic off then.
Oh, no.
We've had a great show here
and
on Breakthrough.
And if you continue, we'll... Okay.
It's our part two of our Halloween hullabaloo, of course. Next week Rothberg. Is part three. Is Rob Zombie.
And then
Breakthrough Entertainment's Rob
Zombie.
Part four, yes, is our Halloween
then there's
special.
There's not a part five.
But next week is Rob Zombie's Haunted House Show, Great American Nightmare. We're going to have
we'll
a blast.
Explain
yes.
Our experiences at the Haunted House last night.
Yes.
And I want will. Everybody to know that was Dave's very first adult haunted oh. house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even a child haunted house.
Oh, you didn't even go as a child?
Oh, I did go to Not yeah, Scary you... Farm, though, once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary.
I used to go to that.
Yeah, that was sort of cool, right?
Yeah, Elvira used to be there.
Yeah, they jumped out at you. I was lost for weeks in that mountain.
Good time theater.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, Elvira. It was our vampire show. Go and check out Dracula Untold this weekend.
Yeah, looks like a good movie.
It is very good. Even if you're not into horror movies, it is a lot of fun. And you know, of course, if you're...
Or if you want a romantic comedy.
Christian Mingle.
Mingle.
Oh. And remember, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and you can find the love
stuck.
Of your life.
Or stuck.
Or stuck, yeah. But you can find the love of your life on breakradioshow.com, so long as you're Christian. But you should go there regardless of, yeah, you know what I mean. Listen to the rest of the show and you'll understand.
Do you think they have like a Muslim dating site?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Muslim
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
ISIS date?
Wow. Well, on that note, you know what? We're gonna go out kind of the way that we came in. Bela Lugosi's dead. This is, of course, a different version of the song. This is by The Churches with a V in it. Churches. Oh. Is that how you say it? Churches.
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 No,
well, anyway, this is from Vampire Academy again.
That's not even a word.
I know, but you know what? It's a good song. It was remade pretty cool, and so Vampire Academy, Bela Lugosi's dead.
It's all consonants except for just the last E.
Yeah. So,
and this is dead. Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX, and stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk. Coming up, hockey season has started, and you get started at 12, Real Hockey Talk, right up.
I want to suck your blood.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633
or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.